Everton under-21s 1, Sunderland under-21s 1. They both share the spoils of picking up just a single point for their under-21s Premier League campaign, and of course the table here at Goodison Park, and the first goal coming within the first 4 minutes thanks to the number 9 of Everton, Leandro Rodriguez, scoring from the right-hand side of the box to use his right boot low into the bottom left corner to get it past Manone, the goalkeeper of Sunderland. And then throughout the first half, Everton were starting to be on the back line after Sunderland had so many chances, including Duncan Watmore, the number 9, having a great chance before half-time, who chipped the ball over Joel, the goalkeeper of Everton, and ended up just peeking past the post outside and not to get the equaliser. But then, of course, in the second half, Sunderland, after 78 minutes, after so many chances, Duncan Watmore finally put that nightmare behind him from the first half to get the equaliser for Sunderland. And after that, there was at least 3 substitutions from Everton and 2 from Sunderland. And then 3 minutes of added time at the end. But no one could grab that late winner and late drama here at Goodison Park as both sides pick up a draw. But yet again, Everton have still not got a win under their belt from this campaign. So, of course, we've been commentating here on the highlights. Harry Wright, you were doing our social media for Let's Talk Sport. Your thoughts on this very close match?
I think the outcome is pretty fair, to be honest, 1-1. I mean, both sides had their attacking moments, but to be honest, all the chances that they did have, they almost squandered in a way. I mean, I think the slippery pitch or the slippery ball probably contributed to that to some degree. But I think 1-1 is a fair representation or representative of how both teams did this game.
I mean, you know, with Everton not having a win yet, and they were very close, like they were 12 minutes away from their first 3 points. I mean, what do you think went wrong? Because obviously they had some chances, but then they were on the back line throughout most of the game from Sunderland.
To be honest, I mean, you could say what went wrong, but I don't really think either side looked better than the other. Neither side produced loads of chances, and the ones they did were reasonably weak. So, like I said, I think having a goal apiece is more than fair.
Well, I mean, what was your moment of the match, though, Harry? You know, which player do you think shined for you, especially when we look at the players of Darren Gibson and, of course, Wes Brown and Leon Osborne, who are Premier League stars? Do you think any of them did enough to impress their first-team managers?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think Duncan Watmore really impressed me because, obviously, I saw him playing for Sunderland, actually, in the Premier League itself, and obviously he's been unlucky enough to be demoted to the under-21s, but no, I think he looked really impressive all game. I think he'll be kicking himself for missing that first shot where he chipped over the goalie and it seemed destined to go in, but somehow it missed. But other than that, he's looked good, but it's a shame he had to come off injured in the end, but I suppose it's to save further injury, really.
Jack Price, of course, you were doing the co-commentary tonight, so you were here as well watching from Goodison Park. Before I ask you for your man of the match, what's been your highlight of this game? Because it's been so close, and it just shows how exciting under-21s football can be to of course, your typical first-team Premier League, which, of course, is out of this world.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the opportunity to come to the first team, I mean, like we said before, I mean, if you haven't got a season ticket or membership, it's very difficult to come to these to the big matches like Chelsea, you know, when they face Chelsea on the weekend. But when you come, you know, you can easily have the opportunity to come. I don't know if it was £5 a ticket maybe tonight to watch this game. But, you know, even if it's £5, it was a great contest tonight. Both teams played well. Everton, great attacking at the start, got their goal in the first 4 minutes, and then, you know, there was great defensive work from them. Sunderland, like Harry said, had many, many chances, and we didn't think Duncan Watmore was going to get a better chance than he did at the end of the first half, when he really should have scored, if we're honest. But he got his goal, and he'll be happy for that tonight, and so will his team, because, you know, it's got him a point, which, you know, we didn't think that they'd get any points in the second half, because all the chances they were creating, they just couldn't get a goal. But I think Everton will probably be more disappointed, because they were leading for, you know, almost 3/4 of the match. So I think they'll be disappointed not to get their first win of the season. But if I go for my man of the match, I mean, it's torn between Wes Brown and Darren Gibson, if I'm honest. I mean, yes, Leon Osman did have a good game, but Wes Brown, I mean, every ball that came into that Sunderland defence, Wes Brown was on it. I mean, how many times did we say Wes Brown heads his way?
He made sure he got in front of everyone else.
Yeah, so, but I think I'm going to go with Darren Gibson because, like I said before, I mean, he was the heart of that team tonight. You know, every pass he did, it went to somebody. He was creating chances, and I think he deserves the man of the match. So my man of the match tonight is Darren Gibson, and I think the sooner he gets into the first team, the better it will benefit them and Roberto Martinez.
So congratulations to the Republic of Ireland international Darren Gibson, who picks up our Let's Talk Sport Man of the Match award tonight. So just before we wrap up, of course, Everton are now on Monday, the 21st September, away to Man United in the Under-21s Premier League. Let's not forget, they are, of course, the champions from last season. And then, of course, Sunderland are at home this Sunday on the 20th of September at the Stadium of Light against Manchester City's Under-21s. So, at the moment, Sunderland stay second with 7 points, and I'd imagine Everton will stay 10th with 3 points after getting another point so far in this campaign. So thank you very much for listening to the Let's Talk Sport full-time podcast of the Everton Under-21s versus Sunderland Under-21s from Goodison Park. I've been your man, Jamie Davis, alongside Jack Price and Harry Wright. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube for the upcoming edited highlights of this match. So it's goodbye for now. Good night.